السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن شاء الله today we continue the rules of نون ساكنة and نون تنوين with number two and number three. We had number one was al-idhar, which we explained before. Then second, we are going to do al-iqlab. Now al-iqlab comes from the word qalb. You know what is qalb? You know, we say it is the heart, but qalaba qalb is something that turns. Our heart keeps turning, so it's called the qalb. And in iqlab we are going to turn also the sound and the letter. So when this letter noon sakina, that means noon with a sukoon, is followed by the letter ba, then the sound of the noon is going to change into the sound of meem. So you have either noon sakina or you have a tanween, like two fatha, two dhamma, or two kasra, and the next alphabet will be the letter ba. So then you are going to convert the noon to a meem. And then you will pronounce the meem with a slightly suppressed pronunciation, and ikhfa. So that would be step two. So three steps. Step number one is convert the noon to a meem, which is already written in the mushaf for you. But when you come to pronounce it, your job is step two, pronounce it with a slightly suppressed sound of the meem. And number three, you have to make the ghunna. You use the sound through your nose, and the duration is also two harakats. When you have a normal meme with a sukoon on it, for example, I want to say M. So I just shut my lips and the sound is all gone, M. However, when you do the iqlab meme, then you leave a slight space, and that will distinguish the iqlab meme from the regular meme. So you say M. Okay, so you have to see somebody actually to make sure that your lips are in the right position. Now we'll take an example that comes often. Min ba'di. Okay, so the word min has a noon sukoon, and the next word is ba'd. So you're not going to say min ba'di, you'll say min ba'di. You'll hold the meem sound and you're going to hide it also a little bit and not make the noon sound at all. مِن بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ. We have this example in ayah number 27 of Surah Al-Baqarah. This concept of idgham is also in our regular English language or Arabic language. For example, you've heard the name of Imam Hanbal. We don't say Imam Hanbal, we say Imam Hanbal or Hanbali Madhab. Okay? There's a country called Timbuktu, but it is written as Tin, T-I-N, but it is pronounced Timbuktu. So anyway, so it's just a matter of converting the noon sound to a meme sound. In the Uthmani script, you're going to see this meme written as a small baby meme, either on top or on the bottom of the word, but it will have a stroke coming down. Okay, so that tells you this is the iqlab meme. Do not please confuse this with the mandatory stop sign meme, which has a shorter tail in the Uthmani script. And if you go to ayah number 26 of Surah Al-Baqarah, you see bihadha mathalan, and on top of it is a baby meme. So make sure you distinguish this shape of the meme in your mushaf to ayah number 27, where it says mim ba'di. That meme, the second meme of mim ba'di, is the iqlab meme. So these two shapes you have to be very clear about. One is for mandatory stop sign and one is for the tajweed rule of hiding. It's called al iqlab. Now we'll take the other column that we were working on in our worksheet. And that would be for the rule of al-idgham. Al-idgham means to merge. Idgham means to merge something. When you merge something, what happens is the first thing that you're merging goes into the second one and it loses its characteristics and you come up with something new. So that's what happens. Linguistically, the word idgham means to insert or submerge one thing into another. So when you have a noon sakina or you have tanween, and after that are specific six letters, which I'm going to tell you, then you are going to read the second letter as a shadda. You are going to double it. The letters of idgham are ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, noon. And we remember this with the word yarmalun or yarmulun. You will find different pronunciations. So it's just very easy to remember these six alphabets. Now, there are two ways that these four alphabets are these six alphabets are divided further into two groups. Okay, the first group would be yan mu. Okay, so yan mu means ya, noon, mim, waw. These four alphabets you are going to pronounce with ghunna sound. So we call it idgham with ghunna. And the other two, lam and ra, is another category where there is no ghunna. So you are going to merge, but there will be no more ghunna sound. Idgham without ghunna. Idgham bighayri ghunna. So you can write an example. Man plus ya'mal. So man has a noon sukoon, then comes the letter ya. So you're going to say man ya'mal. You're going to imagine there's a shadda on the ya, or in the Pakistani script you will see a shadda on the ya, and you also make the nasal sound man ya, not just man ya. Let the nasal sound come out through your nose and hold it to harakat. Man ya'mal. The second example is min plus waw. Min plus wali. So you're going to say miwali. Miwali. The another example is min plus nafsin. So now you have two noons coming next to each other. So but you're still going to do the same thing. You're going to double the second noon. Min nafsin. Hold the noon, min nafsin. And you have a min plus ma'i, then you say mim ma'i. Hold the mim, the middle mim with the shadda, mim ma'i. If you want an example of a tanween, and then it is being followed by one of the letters of idgham, you can write wailun. Wailun would be lam with two dhamma. Then write yawma idhin. Wailun, yawma idhin. So in this case also you are going to merge the lam into the ya. You'll say wailun yawma idhin. So it's the same as before, that whether it is a noon sakin or it is a tanween, you still merge it. Another example is rasulun plus minallah. So you can say Rasulum minallahi. Another example is Rijalan plus Nuhi. So you say Rijalan Nuhi. Now all of these examples were idgham bi ghunna, idgham with the ghunna. And remember, the second subcategory is idgham without ghunna. That means the letters lam and ra, they come after the noon sakin or the tanween. For example, if you write the word min plus rabbihim. So ra is one of our letters that do not make the ghunna sound. So you say mir rabbihim. You double the ra, you ignore the noon. مِن رَبِّهِمْ. And for the example for the letter ra, you can write رِجَالٌ plus لَا. رِجَالٌ لَا. So you're going to say رِجَالُ لَا. And also remember, when you do the رِجَالُ لَا, don't hold the lam. Don't say رِجَالُ لَا. Okay? There is no waiting period. Just connect and move on. Now, there's a special rule that you need to remember about idgham, is that idgham takes place between two words. Like the examples I gave you. The first word ended, the second word began, and we did the idgham. Idgham does not take place if the noon sakina is followed by one of the letters in the same word. That's why we have four exceptions in the Quran. You can write these words where there will be no idgham. Number one, dunya. Okay, so you see dunya, dal damma, and then noon sakin, dun, then ya. The ya was one of our letters of idgham, but it is coming in the same word. That's why we don't say dunya or dunya, we say dunya. The noon will be clear. So dunya is the first example. Second example is swinwan. The sod, kasra, noon. Swin, waw, alif, noon. Swinwan. Number three, qinwan. Qaf with the nukta. Qaf kasra, noon sakin, qinwan. So we say qinwan. We don't merge the noon to the waw. And number four is bunyan. Bun and ya, alif, noon. Bunyan. So these four are idgham within the same word, and there is no, there is no idgham, and these are within the same word. There is a second case where we do not do idgham, and this is when you have the huruf muqatta'at, which ends with the noon sound, and after that you have a letter of idgham. For example, take the beginning of Surah Al-Yasin. You have the letters ya and then seen. When you say seen, it ends with a noon sukun sound, right? And the next alphabet is wal Quran al hakim, is waw. So noon is being followed by letter waw. And if somebody didn't stop and wanted to continue, they would not do idgham. Okay, you cannot say ya seen. No, you cannot do idgham of the huruf muqatta'at. Also in Suratul Qalam, the first letter is noon. So that means you have the letter noon with a sukoon. That's the sound that you have. And then again, wal qalami. So we cannot do idgham. So you have two categories. One is no idgham if the letters come in the same word. And I gave you four examples. And the second is when you have the huruf muqatta'at. So now we have covered all three rules of al-idhar, idgham, and al-iqlab. And inshallah, next class we will take the last rule. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.